This is Gospel 365 Podcast. Today, we have an inspiring and empowering message to help you walk through the day and to overcome your daily challenges. As you're about to listen to today's message, please feel free to invite a friend to listen as well. We don't believe you should keep these messages to yourself. So go ahead and share the link.
A real spiritual birth. That is our message for today's devotion. And we are reading our memory scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Being born again is much more than changing your behavior or turning over a new leaf. When you received Christ into your life, something actually happened. There was a real spiritual birth. You were born of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. That is how come you have the life, nature, and character of God in your spirit. It is a complete new life. Romans chapter 6 verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The old man, the life you had before you were born again, isn't suspended. It is dead. You are a new man. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Greek rendering of the expression new creature refers to a new species of being, one that never existed before, one without a past. In the presence of God, everything you were and did before you were born again never existed. There is no record because you are a new creation, a new being. Christians who are ignorant of this are held in bondage to their past, which invariably makes them ineffective in the things of God. Understand that your spirit has come alive to God and seeks only to please Him and do His will now that you are born again. You might ask, how come some people still do the wrong things even after they have been born again? The truth is, those things don't come from their human spirit, but from the unrenewed mind and the senses. This is the reason you must keep renewing your mind with the Word. Keep learning, meditating on, and living the Word. That way, you will train your spirit to rule over your mind and the flesh. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, so you have been born into a newness of life. Live accordingly. God bless you.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel365 Podcast at gmail.com. And God bless you.